it's really interesting because some guys, when I meet them, they tell me how different one sugar baby is from another. How, from what they say, I'm quite easy to spot in the crowd because I'm relatively independent. Like, I don't need their money, I don't need their guidance. I just need them as a really nice person to like hang around with. While some girls, they told me they look at their profiles and they tell them, oh yeah, you have to pay me £200 on my account and then I will meet you. And I'm like, oh, that sounds really dodgy. Some of them have really bizarre expectations, you know. It's like being a sugar baby full time. Like, I don't have a job, I don't try to do anything with my life, and I just want your money.
It's your podcast, it's your day, and it's your chance. Podium.me.
So my name is Sonia. I'm currently 20, and I'm Polish of origin, but I was partially raised in India. Now for the year and 2 months, I've been living in UK. When you say sugar baby, I think of MTV for some reason. I think of blonde chicks with big breasts and just, you know, like short skirts and kind of like not necessarily being anything but pretty and possibly easy to have a sexual intercourse with. I was genuinely interested. I didn't plan to do anything with it when I started an account. And one of the things that surprised me the most was that you set up your financial expectations there on their website. And I was like, well, I have money, you know, like I don't really need that. Oh, so I put like negotiable. So I was like, okay, you know, like let's see how it works. That's what I did. And then you also have expectations regarding monthly allowance. I think that's what it is on there. Generally, the questions are really straight about money. If you want money, you can specify that in your profile or say that, you know, you can negotiate that or whatever. And then it comes to the part when you set up your profile pictures. And I was thinking, what kind of profile picture I should have? You know, because on one side, I want to look like, you know, sexy and all of that stuff. It's kind of like setting up a profile on a dating website. On one side, you want to be normal and you want to be yourself. On the other side, you still want to be pretty and sexy because you do care about that kind of stuff. I'm young. I'm never going to look as good as I look now. I consider myself quite intelligent and like well-traveled and educated. So I was thinking about working as an escort to some events. But the whole life of this luxury that comes with it and all those privileges and how everyone kind of talks about it and it's still kind of controversial, I was like, I don't really want to be some kind of like a person to show up with. Like, all I need is company and a good time with someone interesting that I would be genuinely interested in spending time with. The thing I value the most is a good conversation and like really the true connection that you have with people. So that's why Tinder didn't work for me. Okay, Cupid didn't work for me because I had a boyfriend. I was kind of, in terms of like having a relationship and all of that stuff, that part was done. It was just friends and social network that wasn't really working. So meeting people just for sex wasn't an option either. Even though my boyfriend is really open-minded and he was like, Sonia, I know you're lonely. And if you meet someone super amazing or something, you know, you're also really young. I don't want to be stopping you from all those things. I want to have friends. That's it. It's never been such a problem. And now in my head, it just was such a big thing. I was thinking, what is wrong with me that I can't make connections? But that's just the nature of big cities. It was just like finding a balance. So my first version of my profile was just with some relatively sexy pictures and like some like cheeky, nice profile, you know, description. But then after a while, you kind of see what kind of crowds it attracts and what crowds it doesn't. So my profile kind of evolved from there into something that I'm really proud of now. It's basically, there's a mention there that, you know, possession of like handbags and expensive shoes is not my ultimate ambition in life, but I'm just expecting to have a good time. So let's just meet and talk and let's see where we can take it from there. It's actually so funny and interesting from psychological observation of how people behave and what they're looking for, what are they missing in their lives. So of course, as you can expect, there's a lot of really, I would say, creepy people. There are people who are just like, you know, yeah, I can pay you, just come and like, you know, nasty, nasty stuff. And yet they describe it and you're like, oh dear God, what did I get myself into? But then my biggest surprise about seeking arrangement was that most of people there are genuinely interesting, educated, wealthy people that you would like to meet in your real life. I wouldn't meet some people working in the city, for example, because I simply didn't have that connection. So it was really interesting to see. And that was my biggest surprise, that people, that those people are genuinely someone I would like to, like, I would genuinely like to have a dinner with, have a conversation, a glass of wine. And that's basically how it started. You know, I was still exploring. I wasn't fully committed to be a sugar baby. Like, it was never my life ambition. It was just another thing that popped up. So there were a couple of nasty offers. There were a couple of interesting offers that, you know, we kind of swapped a couple of messages and there nothing really was going on. And then it became relatively serious when I met a guy whose name was and it so happened that was... He lied about his age at the beginning because he said he's before 40. He was just a couple of years after reaching 40 years of age. And he was quite a successful businessman, having his business established and all of that stuff. Couple of girlfriends before. He was even engaged at some point, but I didn't want to go into detail because it's none of my business if he will share as much as he wants. And I just had a really good feeling about him. And we just started talking and then we decided to meet. And I didn't have any expectations when I went to see him for the first time. I didn't have anything. I just went and see how it goes. And it was my first meeting with Seeking Arrangement. If what he was saying was true, it was also his first meeting as well. And I don't know, we just really liked each other, and that was it. We went for a dinner, and then we went to the club, and then so it happened that I ended up in his flat at the end of the day. But, you know... if I like someone, this would happen regardless, you know, because so many people are like, oh, you did that for money or something. I didn't need money at this point. I was just looking for a good time. So as much as some people go and have a one-night stand in the club, that's basically what I did. And then it turned into something more, maybe not necessarily meaningful, but more something more. His expectations towards it were, you know, just taking me out for a dinner or to the cinema or something, telling his friends about me. I think it really worked on his ego quite well that he was dating a girl who's like 20 years younger than he is. It just kept on going on for some time. At some point, it just stopped working for some reason. I think it was also that I was kind of interested in getting back to my boyfriend. And I don't think, you know, my view on that was that I wasn't asking about Hector's personal life, and he could share all the details he wanted. If he asked me something, I would also be honest with him. He never asked much details about my boyfriend. He expected me to be exclusive just for him without necessarily letting me know about it. You have to tell me straight away what your expectations are and what is a yes and what is a no. And if I'm ready to accept them, I will tell you and we'll proceed. But you can't expect me to do things without telling me about them. Some people asked me, so how does it look like? Does he, you know, pay you for sex or something? I go to their beds voluntarily. It's not like someone is forcing me or something. It's just the same thing as if you are in the club and you just fancy someone. That's basically what it is. When it comes to, like, if they bought me anything, if they pay me or buy me gifts and stuff, well, it's usually the deal is that I can sustain myself, but I can't really afford luxurious dinners in London restaurants because they're so bloody expensive. And when it comes to gifts, the only gift I accepted once was a phone because I don't really trust technology and I don't really spend much money on it. So I would buy myself a cheap smartphone and then suffer from it. But I wouldn't go for a more expensive one because all the money I would have, I would put into traveling or something more, you know, less material. And spending money on technology is a real pain for me. One of the guys I was dating was just like, Sonia, you need a new phone. And I was like, no, not really. Like, see, I'm doing really well. He was like, you're printing Google Maps to get from one place to another. And I never expected him to buy me one. He just brought it on one of our meetings. And I was like, oh, that's really kind of you. I'm really grateful. Like, it's definitely going to make my life more easier. And it was just like, you know, like a really nice gesture, like having a friend and seeing that they're struggling with something and just, you know, getting it for them. And that's what it was for me. It wasn't like buying me or paying for my time or something. It was just like a friend's favor, basically. And that was the thing with Seeking Arrangement, because all of those men are well-grounded, well-educated, and it all makes sense in a way. They're all like, they're gentlemen, I would say. Most of people in Seeking Arrangement are successful professionals that you would really like to meet, and they're charming and they're lovely, and you're treated like a lady, basically. I like mature men. I like them older. And I think they also can make a difference between just a pretty girl and someone who is genuinely fun to spend time with. And I like to think about myself as that kind of person. I'm not like typically pretty. I don't have long hair. I do expose my cleavage a lot. That's like the part I'm really proud of. But you know, I have piercings. I'm not like typically MTV type that we were talking about, type sugar baby. So what I like to do, and what also Seeking Arrangement in a way allowed me to do, was to take the best out of me being a woman. When a woman feels beautiful, she's also beautiful, you know? It's all about how you feel with yourself, and Seeking Arrangement really helped me raise that confidence. You know, some people say, oh yeah, it's like prostitution. And when I hear that Seeking Arrangement is like prostitution, I'm just like, oh dear God. Like, if you want it to be, if you want to accept every single offer you have, then yeah, it's basically like prostitution. I pick people I want to be with, I want to sleep with or meet with. I pick them, and I pick them according to what I would do in real life. I had this guy recently who was really into me being obedient, and I'm just not really an obedient person in general. So I was like, first I was like, I'm going to chat with him a little and see if we can kind of, yeah, what we can do with that. But he really wanted me to be obedient. I was like, I can't do this. I'm just like, that's not my thing. And he was like, oh, why? But like, you know, we could try something else. And I was like, I don't think I'm what you need. And this is the thing. Some people go there for a specific person, and I can try to be obedient, and I can try to be whatnot and all of that stuff. It just doesn't make any sense, because at the end of the day, it's not what I am, and it's not what he's looking for, me trying to be obedient or something. And if it's just sex, I wouldn't go for that now. I don't know, it's like going for a one-night stand when you wake up in the morning. Where is the, you know, affection in the morning? Where is the cuddling? Where is all of that? So I kind of need that. I'm not saying I need it with a huge relationship with, like, big love story or something. What I would do with some of the people we would meet up, and if someone was really into cooking, we would, like, bake a bread or something. And I was like, what am I even doing? Like, I should be, I don't know, being really sexy and, like, typical sugar baby, and I'm doing bread instead. But it was just so much fun, you know, to cook and to... You know, it's just genuinely having fun with a person, having this connection. And if you know what you want and what you don't want, you're gonna get it. What you're looking for here is company. What you're looking for maybe is money and entertainment and stuff. So it's not like it would fit anyone. I don't think it would. Listen to yourself, what you want and what you don't want to do. It's good to also know, because they will surprise you. Some of the questions, some of their requests, and some of that, you know, it is, after all, a stranger that can really easily become your friend. And it happens quite a lot. It happened quite a lot for me. But some of them, they will give you a really uncomfortable feeling, you know. It's the risk you take. So if you're not ready to take that, think about the worst thing that could happen, you know. For me, it was like meeting up with some, I don't know, stranger in like some place, and I don't know what would happen, you know. He would like tell me like really nasty stuff, or like to play it really sexually when I don't feel ready for it at all. I was really conscious of it all. So for example, when they were ordering a taxi, I would never order an Uber with them, because of course they will get an invoice to where the taxi went to, and there will be my address and all of that stuff, you know. So I was just conscious of that. And I remember when I went for my first date with Seeking Arrangement, when we went to his flat, there was some post on his doorstep, and when he didn't realize, I took a picture of it and sent it to my friends, just to make sure, you know, because you don't know. It's like, it's same as a club, it's same as everywhere. You just have to be really reasonable. You know, you're probably really a really pretty girl, you're probably vulnerable in a way as well, so just play it in a smart way. And also, it freaked me out once really a lot when I found out that the guy that I was seeing, he mentioned it at the dinner when he were at his flat, that he like collects guns and like has them in his flat. And I was like, woohoo, okay. I watched way too many, like, you know, CSI and all those series. So I could already see myself like tied up to a chair and him threatening me with a gun. And I was like, whoa, okay, so yeah, like, went to the bathroom, I was like, looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, stay focused, there's 10% of a chance he's a total psycho, 90% of a chance that he's just a rich guy who can afford having guns and going for like hunting with them and stuff. You know, like Americans have them all the time. I'm not saying it's a good example because Americans do lots of funny things with those guns too. But just, yeah, calm down. So I texted, of course, like 5 of my friends that knew about Seeking Refuge. I was like, just to let you know, he has a gun. He collects guns, and I shouldn't probably freak out too much about it, but I do. So yeah, you know where to look for me if something happens. And they were like, some of them were like, oh, come on, like he won't be that. And some of them were like, Sonia, get out of there. Be ready for it. You know, if you're looking for a prince on a white horse and all that Disney stuff again, well, there might be people who will bring you Disney and like fly you over there on their own plane. But just bear in mind that that might not happen as well.
Talk about your story.
Where do I start?
Wait, what was the question?
Have you not heard about this?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm going to.
I just couldn't care less.
Don't worry, I completely agree with you.
That's a weird one.
What am I gonna say? Nah. That's really judgmental, innit? And basically, that pretty much sums it up.
Join us, whoever you are. www.podium.me